Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talked to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous, and I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
Sensitive.
like a gentleman. If anybody can take the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man.
My buddy's team, and the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Today is a great day to listen to my radio show. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm live on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Right now in Las Vegas, it's about 108 degrees. It's hot. Yes, it's very hot in Las Vegas. The heat is in the desert, which is where Las Vegas is. It's in the desert in Nevada. And the heat is out. It's 108 degrees. And they're expecting some scattered showers to prevail later on in the evening, like what happened last night and the last 3 nights in Las Vegas. We've had scattered showers, which is good because the cold air and the rainy weather has made it so that it isn't so hot at night. It made the heat come down just a little bit. But right now it's 109 degrees, and it's hot. Yes, it's hot out here in Las Vegas. If you walk up and down the strip, you better have some tennis shoes on, because your feet are going to be burning up walking on that asphalt, walking on that cement of the sidewalk, crossing the street in Las Vegas. The streets are going to be smoking. So the sun is out, the skies are blue, and we're expecting just a little bit of rain showers later on tonight. But right now it's hot. It's hot. So I'm telling everybody, if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you wear T-shirts and shorts and get ready for the hot weather, because we're in the middle of the summer in the desert in Las Vegas. And it's hot. It's hot. I'm telling you, it's really hot in Las Vegas. So prepare for the heat and wear a mask and have social distancing, because the virus is still here. And we had a rise in the virus because of the 4th of July. Last two weekends ago, it was really wild and crazy out here. We had a lot of celebrations for the 4th of July. So the virus kind of kicked up a little bit, because people weren't wearing their masks and they weren't social distancing like they should have been. But anyway, come on down to Las Vegas. It's the entertainment capital of the world, and everything is wide open. We have some outstanding shows that are being presented in a lot of the venues in Las Vegas. So come on down and be entertained. And go to the swimming park where they got the pool and they got the slides and the diving boards. And you can dive and slide into the swimming pool. And you can go to Circus and have the kids be entertained with circus animals and circus entertainment, trapeze, and walking the wire. And all of this stuff. They have games and everything in Circus. So it's a playground for kids inside Circus. And the rest of Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. It's a playground for adults. So have a good time. Come on to Vegas. Bring your money and have a great time. All of the restaurants are wide open, and all of the gaming casinos are wide open, so it's a place that you can come and still have a good time, even though the virus is here. If you have social distancing and you're washing your hands every opportunity you get, and you're going to the stations where you can wash your hands and make sure you have your social distancing and you wear a mask, you'll be all right here in Vegas. So come on down to the entertainment capital of the world and enjoy yourself. And listen to me on the radio, because I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show. Well, we're broadcasting around the world. So everybody, listen to what I'm talking about. And now, we want to talk about the NBA. They have the World Championship Series is happening right now. So we're going to talk about all right. right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the NBA Finals, where the Milwaukee Bucks are the champions of the Eastern Conference, and they're playing against the Phoenix Suns, who are the champions in the Western Conference. And right now, they've played four games in the series, and it's tied up 2 games to 2 games. So they played 4 games, and it's the best of 7. So it's the first one to win 2 more games will be the world champion in NBA basketball, in the National Basketball Association. They will be the world champion. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen in the NBA. DJ Papa D, when's the next time the NBA plays a game? They're going to be playing game 5. When is that going to take place?
And game 5 is on Saturday.
It's on Saturday, all right. Well, today is Thursday, so that means 2 days away. We're going to be in game 5, and one of the teams is going to come away a winner, and then they'll be 1 game away from winning the NBA championship. So we're going to see. They got 4 games, and they got 3 games left to get the best out of 7. So let's see what's happening. The next game will be Saturday. So check your TV schedule for what time the game will come on and be played in your area so that you can see who's going to win game number 5, which will get them ready for the final game, because it's the best of 7. So watch the game and see who is going to take charge of the NBA Finals. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk about the Major League Baseball right now. So let's see what the standings are in the American League. American League. We just want the top 3 teams and their record in the American League.
All right.
The American League. We want to do the American League West. Which one do you want to do first?
In the American League East, the Red Sox are on top with 55 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays with 53, and the Toronto Blue Jays are in third place with 45 wins.
Wow. Looks like they're doing really good in the West. All right. What about in the American League East?
That was the American League East. In the American League Central Division, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 54 wins, followed by the Cleveland Indians with 45 wins, and the Detroit Tigers are in third with 40 wins.
Wow, it's a big difference between first place, second place, and third place in the Central Division in the American League. All right, what about in the Western Conference, the Western Division of the American League?
American League West are headed by the Houston Astros with 55 wins. In second place, the Oakland A's with 52 wins. And in third place, the Seattle Mariners with 48 wins.
All right. It looks like they're playing ball in the West. All right. Well, let's go to the National League. And what's the standing of the teams in the West? Let's look at the West in the National League.
The Giants are on top. The San Francisco Giants are on top with 57 wins, followed by the L.A. Dodgers with 56 wins. And in third place, San Diego Padres have 53 wins.
Wow, everybody in the West has 50 wins. Oh, they're going to be competing for the championship. I know they're going to be playing in the World Series. Okay, so what's going on in the Central Division in the National Basketball, National Baseball League?
The Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 53 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 48 wins. And in third place, the Chicago Cubs have 44 wins. I'm sorry, there's a tie for third place. Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals both have 44 wins.
Oh, all right. Well, we got a tie in the Central League. Oh, that's all right. They're trying to play ball in the Central. They got fighting for position there. All right. And what about the National League East? Is that what we want to talk about, the East now?
Yeah. In the East, the New York Mets are on top with 47 wins. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves both have 44 wins. And in third place, the Washington Nationals have 22 wins.
22 wins. Wow. Well, it looks like in the National League, the West isn't going to make the playoffs, that's for sure, because they don't even have 50 wins in their division. That's really bad. So we won't even include them in the playoffs. They won't make it that far for the World Series. All right. Well, that's G Money's National League and American League Baseball Sports Report. Today, Thursday, July 14th, 2021. Today's the 14th, right? 2021. Thursday, July 11th,
12th. 15th.
Today's the 15th. Yeah, July 15th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a song. No, I don't want to play a song yet. Let me tell you a story. I got a short joke story for my listening audience. And it goes something like this. I'm trying to think of which one I want to tell you. I got this one from G Money, the pimp comic. And he told me this joke, and I'm trying to put it together in my head real quick so that we can tell this joke. And, oh, man, I don't know. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break while I get the joke together in my head. And we'll be back with some music and more of the show in a minute.
And then we had another girl named Val. And she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. We go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on four. Of course, we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to share a short joke, short story with you. You know, I went to the bar, and there was a guy in the bar that was drinking, and he got really drunk. And they told him that he had to leave the bar because he was just too drunk to do anything in the bar. So they escorted him out the bar. And when he got outside, he was stumbling down the street, and he walked up a couple of blocks and turned and went down another street, and he ended up in a cemetery. And he was walking through the cemetery, and he fell into a freshly dug cemetery hole. And he fell in the hole, and he was trying to get out, but he couldn't climb out of the hole. It was too deep, and it was too muddy for him to climb out the hole. So he was standing in the middle of the hole, and he was hollering for help. He was like, help me, help me. I need some help. Oh, I'm so cold. I need some help. Help me. Help me, please. Somebody help me. And he was hollering and screaming and hollering for help. And then somebody else left the bar, and they were walking down the street, and they heard him hollering from a distance. And so they turned and walked towards the cemetery, and they were walking along the cemetery, and they heard him saying, help me, help me, I can't get out, help me, oh, I'm so cold, help me get out of this hole, I'm so cold, help me. And the guy walked into the cemetery and walked around, and he heard the man talking and hollering for help, and he walked around, and he walked to the hole, and he looked down, and the man saw him, and he said, help me get out the hole, oh, I'm so cold, help me, please help me. And the man said, no wonder you're so cold. You kicked off all your dirt. Duh-ha, duh-ha, duh-ha. That's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. Duh-ha, duh-ha, duh-ha. All right, DJ, now it's time for you to play a story that I recorded for my listening audience. So give them a chance to get comfortable, put their feet up, put their head back on the pillow, and get a drink, and pop some popcorn and get some chips to eat so they can listen to my story, because I know it's a good one and they'll really enjoy this story. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, DJ Papa D, play the story for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
So one day I was in a game, I was playing, and I was playing right field, and I was playing against my buddy's team, a guy that I grew up with. He always had aspirations of playing pro ball, and he played on all of the adult teams as we were growing up. He was always playing on somebody's team somewhere. So when I got a chance to play against him, I was really excited. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. And so they put me in right field. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So I was playing in right field, even though I'm a ball player, but the coaches didn't really know that. So they put me in right field, and we were playing in a game against my buddy's team. DeWitt is his name. That's his last name. I don't remember his first name. But DeWitt was a ball player. He played second base on all the adult teams that he ever played for. He was an infielder, and he was real fast, and he was real sharp with the baseball. He could make catch grounders. He could catch fly balls. He was a good athlete. So he got up to bat, and I'm playing right field. And he hit a line drive to right field that hit the ground in front of me, and it was rolling toward me, and I'm running up for the ball, and I watched DeWitt. He goes around first base, and he turns in, and I'm like, oh, he's legal game now, and then he keeps running. And I say, oh, I know he's not going to try to run on me. He knows better. I'm a gun him. I'm a get him at second base. I'm a gun his ass. I'm a get him. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to run up on the ground ball, and I'm going to scoop it up, and I'm going to throw a shot to second base, and I'm going to get him because he knows better than to run on his arm. Because I'm an outfielder, and he knows I know how to play the game. But because he knew I was in the outfield, he was going to challenge me. And I'm like, you don't challenge me, boy. I'm good. I'm going to get you if you try to run on this arm. And I turned, and I ran up to scoop the ball up, and I was running. And I went down to scoop the ball up, and I came up with the ball expecting to throw him out at second base, and I missed the ball. The ball rolled right under my glove and kept rolling. And so I had to stop running, turn around, and run the ball down. And he turned second base, and he sees that I missed the ball. So he runs to third base, and he turns third base like he's going to get an inside the park home run. Well, I pick up the ball, and I hit my cutoff man. I hit the first baseman right in the chest. Pow! I hit him with a straight shot from right field because I got a gun, and they know I can throw the ball. And I threw it and hit him, and the first baseman turns and throws it to the plate. And DeWitt saw the ball get to the plate before he could actually run down the third base line. And he realized that he couldn't score on me. So he turned around and ran back to third base. So he took a triple. He took like a triple for that. Yes, you like that, huh? Yeah. So he took a triple out of what should have been a ground out. I should have thrown his ass out at second base. But he got away with getting to third base. So he took a stand-up triple on me because I missed the ball. Yes. And then somebody got up and hit a base hit, and he scored. So that was one run that they got that they shouldn't have gotten. I should have gunned him at second base because when he came around first base, he should have got gunned because he should have known better. You don't run to second on a ground ball to right field. No, the right fielder scoops the ball up and throws a shot to second base, and the second baseman tags the runner out. It's that easy. But because I missed the ball, I went down and I came up, and I should have went down with two hands with my glove and my bare hand, and I should have caught the ball, but I didn't. It rolled under my glove, and it just kept rolling. And I realized I missed the ball, and I turned around and ran it down. And then I got the ball, and I threw a shot to the first baseman because he was standing by the pitcher's mound because the play was at the plate, and he was my cutoff man. So he had his arms up in the air waiting on my throw, and I threw a shot from right field all the way and hit him in the chest, and he caught the ball with his glove, and he turned and threw it to the catcher. and they stopped DeWitt from scoring. They made DeWitt run back to third base, and that's what happened on that play. And I was embarrassed. I talked to DeWitt after the game. He was like, yeah, boy, you thought you was going to get me. And I'm saying, you know you don't run on this arm, buddy. And he said, I got a temple on that arm. And I'm like, yeah, I've made an error, and you got the third on my error. But that don't happen often. In fact, that hasn't happened again since then. And I was just really disappointed because I wanted to gun him down. When I saw him turn the corner, I was like, oh, he's got to go. I got to get him. He can't stay. He can't run around first base and go to second on a ground ball. No, that doesn't happen. Not in big league ball. Maybe in little league it happens. But when you're playing big league, you're playing with grown men, you don't make mistakes like that. He should have been gunned. I should have threw him out with him trying to go to second base on a ground ball to right field. Come on now. If he had hit a ground ball to left field or a ground ball to center field, then he might be able to take second base. But not to right field. He don't take second base. But he must have thought I was sorry because I was playing in right field. And I already told you that's where they put the sorry players. They put them in right field. So everybody was, you know, expecting me to be a mess up. And his team really thought I was going to be a mess up because I was playing in right field. So when he hit the ball, I think he hit it directly to right field, thinking that he was going to run to second. He had already rounded first, and he didn't even slow down. He just took off running. And that way, I could tell that he wasn't interested in slowing down. He was taking the base all the way. And the fact that I made a mistake and missed the ball, it rolled under my glove, and he kept running. He rounded second base, and when he saw I didn't have the ball, he ran to third. And he had nerve to even turn third base like he was going to score, like he was going to run an in-the-park home run. He thought he was going to get one on me, and that wasn't happening. So I told him, that ain't happening on me. You don't run on me anyway. But you got a break because I missed the ball today. I was in too much of a hurry to get him because I knew it was him. And when he turned first base, I was like, oh, I'm getting your butt. I'm gunning you down. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting you. So you ain't running to second base on me. Not even, not a chance. I'm going to gun you down. And I got a little excited, and I rushed the ball, and it went under my glove, and I scooped it, but I missed the ball. And so it rolled into the outfield, so I had to turn around and chase it down. And then I got the ball, and I threw it out. I threw him. Threw the ball to the infield to the first baseman who was standing on the mound with his hands up talking about, hit me, I'm here, I'm here, I'm your cutoff man. And I'm like, I know who the cutoff man is. And I threw the ball and we got the cutoff.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Feel it.
This is getting money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is GGG Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm talking to everybody all around the world. So I hope you're enjoying today's radio show. I put it together for your listening pleasure. And now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, the people that are friends and fans of mine that are listening to this radio show. Today, we have a $50 cash giveaway to a person that can name the name of this song. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a musical tune, and you have 5 minutes to call in to the radio station to name this song. And if you call in and you name the song and you're caller number 25, that's right, you got to be caller number 25. To call in and tell us the name of this song, you win $50 cash money. That's right, you'll win $50 cash. It's real simple. You just call the radio station and be the 25th caller and tell us what the name of this song is. Because DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a musical song. And all you got to do is call into the station and tell us what the song is. So DJ Papa D, tell us, play the clip so that we can know what song we need to identify. Of the radio show, you have 5 minutes to call in and tell us the name of that song. So DJ Papa D, play that tune again so they can get a real good listen for the tune and be able to identify and name the name of that tune. And friends, you've heard the clip from the song. Now you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station to name that tune. So tell us what you think the name of that song is. And if you get it right and you're caller number 25, and make sure everybody you call in until we get 25 callers, make sure you call in to 25 callers and identify the name of that song. And you'll win $50 cash prize. That's right, $50 cash I'm giving you for naming that song. So call into the radio station right now and tell us the name of that song and be the 25th caller, and you can win $50 cash money. Okay, DJ Papa D, while we're giving them 5 minutes to call in and be caller 25 to name that song, play another song for us while we're waiting for them to claim that song. Play one of my songs. Play, play, play Sigma Steps. No, play Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Yeah, I dedicate that to the NBA Finals. Kobe Bryant won 7 NBA titles. So we're going to play this song in honor of Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Los Angeles Lakers All-Star guard, who a year ago was killed in a helicopter accident, him and his daughter. So, DJ Papa D, play Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. And we'll be back with some more music. And G999 Financial Report in a minute.
Kobe Bryant guarded by Radmanovich. Steps from Dr. Set a screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe starts. What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line. Yeah. He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scored from three. Yeah. It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with flair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, "Give it to me, and I'll pass it back."
give it to me. And I passed it back. And Kobe scored with attack. Yes, Kobe scored with attack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together. And Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years, defensive player of the year, 7 years, the All-Star team, for 18 years, in the NBA, for 21 years, Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your networking pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I have a real quick joke for you. There was a brunette, there was a blonde, and there was a brown-haired girl. And they were running from the police, and they ran into this warehouse, and they jumped inside of a gunny sack. And they were hiding from the police. So the police came in and they went to the sack. It was three sacks. And so they kicked one sack and the sack said, meow. And they said, oh, it's a cat in that sack. And then they went to another sack and they kicked that one and it said, woof, woof. And they said, oh, it's a dog in that sack. Well, they went to the third sack where there was a blonde lady in that sack hiding. And they kicked that sack. And she said, potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. Duh-ah, duh-ah, duh-ah. That's a joke by G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was another situation where they had a blonde, they had a brunette, and they had a redhead, and they were in a firing squad. And they put the brunette up against the firing squad, and the captain of the firing squad asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, she didn't have any last words. So he said, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody turned and ran to try to hide from the hurricane. And she escaped with her life. And then the sergeant of the gunnery people went to the next girl, the brown-haired girl, and said, do you have any last requests? And she said, nope. And he said, all right, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran and hid and got in a safe spot from the tornado. And the lady ran and escaped and didn't get shot. She got away. So they put the blonde lady up for the firing squad, and the captain of the firing squad asked her if she had any last words to say. And she said, nope, she doesn't have any words to say. But she's thinking she knows what to do now because she heard the other two ladies say stuff and they got away. So he asked her, if you have any words to say, and she says, nope. And he says, ready, aim. And she started hollering, fire, fire, fire. she got shot. That's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now let me see if we have a winner for the song. What's that, DJ? No winner? We didn't get a 25th caller to call in and identify that song? Oh, man. Well, that means we got to save the money for Monday, for the radio show on Monday at 3 o'clock. We'll do another $50 cash giveaway on Monday. So be here with us at the radio show for 3 o'clock show. It'll be another good show for your listening pleasure. So now let me give you the financial report for the G999 coin. Today, the financial report for the coin is... .0052, which is still less than a penny. Ladies and gentlemen, we still got plenty of time to collect as many coins as we can because it's still not worth a penny yet. So it gives us a chance to collect a whole bunch of G999 coins, because if we get a lot of coins and when they turn into a penny or when they turn into a dollar, they'll be worth a lot of money if you have a lot of G999 coins. So collect the coins. Remember, the more you have, the more money you'll make. All right, DJ Papa D, tell us what the name of that song is that you played the clip from, and then play the song for our listening pleasure.
The name of that song is Under the Influence of a Groove by Bootsy Collins.
Under the Influence of the Groove by Bootsy Collins. Bootsy Collins, Under the Influence of the Groove. Bootsy Collins. Bootsy must have been high when he put that song together. All right.
Yeah.
fire through the sky with the greatest of ease. Yeah, I'm Superman. Whoa-wee. I'm G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall almost says that's all. It's time for me to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty and DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer and putting my radio show on social media so that people can listen to my story and my jokes and my song all day long. From 3 o'clock to 4:15, 4:30, that's when I'm on the radio. 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and sometimes on Friday even. You can follow G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm live in concert all over the world. So just be aware, when I pop up, I'm everywhere. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's Thursday, so we're going to watch for the games on Saturday, and we're going to see who wins game number 5 this Saturday. And we're going to watch some baseball this weekend, too, because they got a lot of baseball games that are playing this weekend. So before we go, though, I think we want to give a shout-out to everybody that's having a birthday today on July 15th, on Thursday, 2021. So, if you're having a birthday, I want you to raise your hand and say, yeah, or clap your hands and say, go, Mom, yeah, because that's how we do it. As a Sigma, Phi Beta Sigma, and all my stores say meow, because there's Zeta Phi Betas in the house. So DJ Papa D, let's give a shout out to everybody that has a birthday today. Do we have any of my friends or my fans that are celebrating their birthday today on Thursday, July 15th, 2021?
We have about 16 birthdays today. We start off with Mr. Brandon Young, who's 38 years old today, followed by Zaphany E. Banks. Zaphany is looks like he is a Catholic.
All right, Noop, Noop in the house. Hey, God.
Chris Thomas also has a birthday today, another Noop.
Oh, Noop
Willie,
popping out.
Willie G. Roy Perry has a birthday today, DJ G. Roy. He is a Sigma, he's a fraternity brother.
All right, go, my friend. Yeah, happy birthday.
Maya, math teacher, Petite, has a birthday today, and Maya is a Delta Sigma Theta.
All right, Maya, a DST. Go ahead, girl. You got a Sigma over in your heart. You know what time it is. Delta Sigma Theta.
Angela Nelson has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Angela. Next up is Kenya Johnson. Happy birthday, Kenya is 40 years old. Floyd Hughes is 58 years old today. Reather Merritt is 35 years old today. Happy birthday, Reather. Frank Wright is 58 years old. Marco A. Mont has a birthday today. Loyce Clay Williams has a birthday today, too. J.I. Farmer II. Russell Williams is 49 years old today. G.I. Muhammad is 42 years old today. Zachary Marshall has a birthday today. And last but not least, Kwam Akande is 33 years old today.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on Thursday, July 15th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday on Thursday, July 15th, 2021. Make sure you celebrate your birthday because this is your day, people. Make sure you get all the gifts and the goodness that people can give you all day today because today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. Yes, I'm G-Money. And I'm wishing everybody happy birthday on July 15th. On Thursday, 2021. Happy birthday, y'all. Make sure you get some tonight. I tell you that every day for your birthday. Make sure you get some. You tell your wife it's a special day, so you got to get some tonight. And tell your husband it's a special day, and you got to get some. Tell your boyfriend and your girlfriend it's a special day, so you got to get some. You got to get some real nice stuff today, you know. I mean, you know, cake and ice cream, you know, some pie or some cookies or some candy or something like that, really good for your birthday. Yep, celebrating your birthday today. It's a big day in your life. So celebrate. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of my friends and my fans that listen to my radio show all around the world. And remember, go to Storybook, Facebook, Storytime G Money, or go to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page and sign up with GS Partners and become a member of G Money's wealth building team so that you can start collecting the coins, the G999 coin, and in a day or so, we'll probably start next week, I'll tell you where you can find the video that you can listen to get the total presentation on the G999 coin. You can learn everything that's involved in collecting the G999 coin. I won't tell you everything, but it's a lot that's involved in collecting the coins. Remember, the more coins you own, the more money you make. So collect them, and one day they will be big, like Bitcoin is big today, and like Ethereum is big today. So start collecting the coins, and watch the growth of your coin, and maybe one day it'll be worth $1 million, and you'll be rich, rich, rich beyond compare. All right, MG Money, DJ Papa D, do you want to play a song before we go? Because what's the time check? How much time do we have before we're out of here? So you can play. You can play a song.
It's 4:39.
4:39. Oh, okay.
It's 4:39.
Well, 4:30. Okay. Well, we can play one song as we're going out the door. So we could play
All right.
a song. Play one of my songs. Which one do I want them to play? Let's see. Play. Wow, I got 38 songs. My variety is so vast. I don't know which song I want to play.
I'll play a song while you're thinking about it.
Okay, play one to give me. I was hitting that weed and it was good. Early in the morning, rise and shine. Late at night, G Money's a pimp, two dead boys, yeah, got up to fight,
what the hell,
back to back,
watch yourself,
they faced each other,
and I'm butt naked,
they drew their swords,
what the fuck is going on,
and they shot each other,
what the hell,
the deaf policeman,
what? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe
me,
this song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Because he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
DJ, play Gregoryville. Yeah, let's hear some Gregoryville for the listening audience. Play Gregoryville, and I'll see you on Monday at 3 p.m. for the radio show.
You know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville, North Las Vegas. We call it the desert. You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown tree, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people lived in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because D-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring soap in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, has said that two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.